haven't pulled a muscle, Lucy snapped. Johnny is probably getting cranky. I need to get back.
There was a harmless northern water snake next to her kayak,
Jarrett said from behind them.
She freaked out.
Realization flooded her sister's face, and Lucy felt her own cheeks turn red.
For real? That's what you're worried about?
Taylor said.
The northern snakes are harmless, but if you're ready to go, we can back out of this creek easier than moving forward. Then we'll follow the river out to deep water and go back to the dock.
Lucy shook her head.
Forget it. Let's just get through and get back to the farm. I need time for a shower. I don't want to look all sweaty and sunburned when Shane gets there.
Taylor nodded and turned back around, then began paddling furiously.
Lucy wouldn't let her sister show her up.
She found another gear.
Way to go, Hercules, Lucy,
Jared muttered behind her, easily keeping up. After a long, hot shower and a fresh change of clothes, Lucy was feeling more human, and she regretted being so hard to get along with. She looked at her reflection in the mirror and twisted her hair into a tight bun. Anna had loaned her everything she needed to look presentable, keeping her from having to run home to change. When she opened the bathroom door, Anna's newly adopted dogs, Mutt and Jeff, were both sitting there, staring up at her.
"Go away, weirdos," she said. "Why are y'all the bathroom police?"
Johnny was napping when they arrived and still hadn't woken up. Despite the break from Johnny that should have refreshed her, Lucy was on edge. She was worried that her long-ago troubles from Atlanta had followed her to Hart's Ridge. The last few months had been full of fear and a feeling of entrapment, of being watched and followed. Now, she hadn't seen anyone, but she could feel them, breathing just over her shoulder as she tried to live her life. But it wasn't as though Lucy didn't know who it was. Johnny's sperm donor, her ex-boyfriend, was more than likely the one who was wreaking all the havoc on her life. She knew it had to be Maxwell. Maxwell Rowe of the Mira Hotels, one of the Southeast's top 10 luxury hotel chains. Lucy had gone to work there, first as a housekeeper, and then promoted to the front desk, where Maxwell had eventually spotted her and moved her on up with an offer of an all-expenses-paid life in exchange for her favors. The suite he'd put her in was amazing, with a gorgeous view of a pretty park below where Lucy spent hours people-watching, complete with a small living room, a flat-screen television, kitchenette, and a private bedroom with the only king-sized bed Lucy had ever slept on. Now it made her sick to think about it. More than 2 years had gone by since she'd left the hotel suite with nothing but what she'd come in with. Well, that and a baby in her belly. On the very evening she was going to tell Maxwell she was pregnant, he hadn't shown up, after promising he'd be there. She waited up for him most of the night, but he'd ignored her, with no thought of giving her a call or text, as if she meant nothing. By morning, she'd had an epiphany. With it came the deepest shame she'd ever felt. Maxwell was married and lived in his own fine house in a neighborhood with gates and security, influential neighbors who he invited to his home for dinner parties and events she could only dream of attending. She wasn't like them, though, and at the time had been happy that he put her in a deluxe suite in his hotel with a credit card with no limit for anything else she needed or wanted. He came to her every other Tuesday and Thursday evenings when he was supposed to be hanging out with his buddies at the cigar salon. He never gave her weekends. Those were for his real life, for his wife and kids, who knew nothing of her or his philandering. 8 months of living a pampered existence that at first felt like she'd hit the lottery, but soon wore on her, reminding her that if not for her pretty face and youthful body, she'd be back on the street. But at least there she would still have her dignity. After his no-show, he'd come 2 nights later, and Lucy had worked herself into a frenzy that had launched a full confrontation that ended with an ultimatum.